over 50 years, over half a century ago, after the Beatles' 12th album, Let It Be, was released, an expanded box set of the album and recording sessions was released. That was earlier this year. Paul McCartney just published a book of his lyrics from 1956 to the present. And now Oscar-winning director Peter Jackson, he of The Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit fame, is premiering a three-night, six-hour epic, The Beatles' Get Back. Get Back being the original title of Let It Be, with previously unseen footage of those studio sessions. The documentary starts on Disney Plus this Friday. Beatles scholar Emerson College professor Tim Riley is here. Yes, there are Beatles scholars, and Tim is considered a preeminent one. Tim, Michael Lindsay Hogg already made a film in 1970 using footage from these recording sessions. You say that was really a promotional film the Beatles wanted. Explain.
They wanted to make a movie that showed them in rehearsal and showed them working up arrangement songs and parts to songs and then finish with a kind of a show.
Right.
And the cameras were there for much of the month of January 1969. And because it came out after Abbey Road, everyone mistakes it for their last album.
I'm going to hold you up there for the, you know, five people who may not know this Beatles chronology, but Abbey Road was something they recorded after Let It Be, but it came
exactly
out before. So everyone's thinking, oh, Let It Be, it's the last thing they did. And this movie by Michael Lindsay Hogg, which is, as you say, is really a promo, this must be about their breakup.
Exactly. And it was a difficult month, and they did almost break up, and we have lots of testimony to that now. And so really the remarkable thing is that they not only made it through this project, but they kept going, and 8 months later they finished Abbey Road, and they put that out. And then a year later when they started to break up, sue each other, they were cash poor, they needed to put out products, so they put out Let It Be.
Okay, so, you know, come to Peter Jackson's new version, the six-hour epic version. You were pointing out that with Michael Lindsay Hogg's 1970 film, the Beatles worked with him. They wanted this to kind of showcase what their session was like. Now, you know, sadly, John Lennon, George Harrison have died. The other Beatles did okay this version by Peter. He says, though, that they didn't tell him what to do. So what is the difference with his piece?
The important thing to understand about Peter Jackson is he's not just a great filmmaker with Lord of the Rings, but he has a fabulous documentary of World War I called They Shall Not Grow Old.
Mm.
And the restoration process that he went through with that material was really incredible. Beatle fans should be really excited because the crisp quality of this picture that he has refurbished looks great. But I don't really believe him when he says they gave him complete control. There are things that are being left out that are not being talked about. And Beatle scholars know this, but they want you to believe that Peter Jackson's story is, oh, actually, these sessions were great. They actually weren't down at all. Well, the truth is that they were both down and bumpy and difficult and full of tension and conflict, as reported. And they also rallied in the second half of these sessions and produced some great material and actually did decide to see it through.
Okay, so there's a little bit of, I mean, that's why we have you here. Whereas Lindsay Hogg's film, a lot of people thought it was just had, you know, it had all the down moments. That wasn't true. There were up moments. But there are also down moments in the new one from Peter Jackson. And yet you see them, we understand, you know, cavorting, putting on posh accents. And I want to listen to a little bit here. This is from the album, from the box set, which has also been released. Here's a version of Oh Darling and John Lennon announcing Yoko Ono's divorce from her husband. Let's listen.
Just heard that Yoko's divorce has just gone through. Free at last. I'm free. Oh.
The thing about that rehearsal tape that we have of Oh Darling is, number one, they're doing it as a duet with John and Paul, and they're going over and over and over in it, and it's just beguiling to hear them do that number as a duet. It's thought of as a great Paul vocal masterpiece, but the idea that they would start singing it together and do it as a duet, that's just beguiling. And it's really fun to hear them singing together. The second thing is, the clip we just heard, the song has already fallen apart. They keep going back over and over again. And when Lennon gets this news, he just reads it aloud and says, oh, this divorce has gone through. And then the song kind of picks up again. And he decides to start improvising new lyrics over this song. And they go back around. And you start to realize they really are just cavorting and having this great informal moment. And the others trust him that he's going to chase down these gibberish lyrics and they might actually turn into something good. And that's how they work. And so it's fascinating to hear this creative process. And that's really where the richness of the material is.
Let's listen to something else. This is Don't Let Me Down.
And all is really godly blue jet go. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good.
Lennon here just, I mean, this wonderful moment on the rooftop where he forgets his own lyrics and he just sings gibberish. And you realize, yeah, this is something very normal for them, right? But they're showing it to the world for the first time. This is how we rehearse. This is how we skate by when we forget our lyrics. And sometimes the gibberish is actually better, like leave the gibberish in. They were very, very fond of their accidents, and a lot of their accidents led them to really cool places.
Yeah. Here's another cut that you want us to hear. Again, from the recent box set release, the Super Deluxe Edition. Let's listen to the cut, One After 909.
So one of the things they did in these sessions is they went back to the rock and roll oldies as a way of just kind of like warming up and getting their groove back and introducing a new player into the band who's Billy Preston. And Billy Preston is playing an acoustic grand piano here. So that's different than the Fender Rhodes we know from the rooftop performance, which is the one we're familiar with. But what's interesting to me about this is that they treat it like a regular rock and roll oldie, and it's actually a song they recorded, they wrote in 1963, and they didn't release it because they thought it wasn't up to snuff. They thought it was too corny. But now they go back to it as if going back to a Chuck Berry song or a Fats Domino song and reviving it. I just love that they include this version with the acoustic piano.
Yeah. Billy Preston, by the way. Nothing from nothing. I wrote a simple song. I mean, just right there, you know, you're going to get to see Billy Preston in a recording session. Anything else you'd like us to hear?
The thing to note about Get Back that nobody ever appreciates enough is that John Lennon is playing the lead guitar solo in this song. And this was something they did routinely. They would pass off lead playing. George, of course, is their lead guitarist. But on this song, Lennon says, I want to do the lead in this song. And he plays just this fantastic lead guitar lick. It's very intricate and very clever. But everyone assumes it's George. But if you watch the film, you'll see that it's actually John Lennon has developed the guitar solo for this song. And he's normally the rhythm player. He doesn't take solos, but he takes a beautiful solo in this song.
Get back, JoJo.
Again, you know, we started, Tim Riley, by talking about how the first version of the Let It Be films of the recording sessions was seen as, oh, that's, look, they're breaking up, they're angry at each other. And there wasn't enough of the levity that we now will see was actually there at that time. But George Harrison did quit the band for a while in the middle
of
the session.
Yes, he did. Harrison and Lennon almost came to blows in that session. But the important thing to remember is that it actually was dark and it was also light. There were both things. And you hear that in the music, and it's really important to understand that it's not just one thing. It's many things at the same time.
That is Beatles scholar, Emerson College professor Tim Riley, in anticipation of Peter Jackson's new three-night epic, The Beatles Get Back. It's going to be starting on Disney Plus this Friday, and the box set came out recently with the album and sessions. Tim, thanks so much for giving us some signposts.
My pleasure, Robin.
And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front.
front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And Tim will have a Twitter Spacecast chat following the airing of the Beatles' Get Back on Sunday.
Let it be, whisper words.